Like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Word to Chris Hanks. I'm going to put it all together. This is big thanks. Doing big things. Chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real. This life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream. All the dudes yell. This is just what I do, and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell? Well, homie, keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls. I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, Roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort.
Hey everybody, good morning, welcome to the Shrimp Tank. Normally we come to you on Mondays, but we're actually broadcasting a live show right here on Friday morning in the Oxygen Financial Studios. Welcome, my name is Ted Jenkin, I'm your co-host. I'll bring in my co-host Lee Heisman in just a minute. What do we do here on the Shrimp Tank? Well, the Shrimp Tank is an amazing show that's flourished over the last year and a half in conjunction with Kennesaw State. We bring in some of the brightest and best CEOs in and around the state of Georgia. We learn about the do's and don'ts of being an entrepreneur, how to run, how to grow, how to start a business and make it successful. And ultimately, we find out whether or not our business owners will swim or sink in the tank. And as always, you know, we usually have Chris Hanks here. He's like the main man, the professor, the dean, the educator at Kennesaw State. But I'm sitting here with my co-host, Lee Heisman, today. Lee, how's it going this morning?
Good morning, Ted. Well, it's a pleasure and a treat to be here in place of Chris.
It's both. It's a pleasure and a treat.
Usually I'm behind the camera and I'm able to produce the shows with you guys, but thank you for letting me jump in.
Now, for the folks who are not listening today, we're going to bring in our guest in just a few minutes from BRS Consulting. We've got a new Shrimp Tank studio that's going up in Arkansas. It's going to absolutely blow up. But a lot of people don't know this. You know, Kennesaw State, it's amazing what's going on there at the school right now. It is the first university in the state of Georgia that actually has an accreditation where your child can actually get a degree in entrepreneurship. Can you imagine this? They'll come out of college, they'll have a degree in entrepreneurship. And by the way, because I've been on both sides of this, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether or not you work for a corporation, you still need to have those entrepreneurial skills. Look, they call it intrapreneur when you're in the big corporation. I call it reporting to HR and legal. But you have those kinds of things that you have in there. And Lee, so my understanding is that the competition now for the KSU 100 is actually completed, finalized, and it's done. Is that true?
Well, yeah. A shout out to our last week's guest, Ben and Sammy Amore from Cloud9. They won the KSU 100. They won $100,000. As you know, and we've talked about with them, they have a $4.7 million smoke and vape company. They have six locations, and the smartest move they've made is they just bought a building, and they're opening up their seventh location in downtown Athens, right in the heart of UGA, wrapped with a yellow bow. With my product.
And this is fantastic. Now, you're listening to The Shrimp Tank right here in the Oxygen Financial Studios. We come to you live usually on Mondays at 2:30, but today we're coming to you live right here on Friday morning in downtown Alpharetta. Remember, you can always catch a replay of all of our broadcasts at shrimptankpodcast.com or download us on iTunes. Just click Shrimp Tank. You'll find us here in Atlanta. We're in many, many cities, but if you're here in Atlanta, you're driving in the car. I'm not saying you can't listen to the radio. I'm just saying there's nothing good on it anymore. And so this is the kind of stuff you want to listen to. And if you listen to just 10 Shrimp Tank shows, you'll get a college education course in entrepreneurship.
You know, Ted, one of our previous guests, Cliff Oxford, owner and founder of the Oxford Center, one of the most first-class organizations in the Southeast and has many nationally known organizations. I've sat next to the president and CEO of Louisville Slugger many times. I've sat next to the president and CEO of the Kalo Ring Company, which is the new rubber ring that he's out of California.
And rubber rings.
The rubber ring. Yeah, I should hook them up with Sammy and Ben at Vape Cloud9 Company.
Nice.
So, you know, I was over at an event with Cliff recently, and the first thing I did, I walked in, and Mark McKenzie, who we're both good friends with and is soon to be a guest on the show,
Mr. Documex.
Oh, he's amazing. He looked at me and said, Lee, you know, I listened to the show with Steven Eisenstein from Classic Tents and Rentals. He goes, I can't believe the quality of the content you guys put out on your show. And I said, Mark, that's so kind of you. He goes, yeah, I listen all the time. I download all of your iTunes on on Apple iTunes. He goes, I got so much good content from Steven. I happened to run into Steven at your office yesterday, and this is spreading like wildfire, Ted. So very, very fortunate to what we're doing. Easy to grab the podcast and listen to it. And even seasoned entrepreneurs such as Mark are listening to the shows and picking up nuggets of gold.
Well, we're very, very excited today because we're going to be opening up a location soon in Arkansas. Again, the Shrimp Tank is blowing up, a nationally syndicated podcast all around the country. And we wanted to spend a few minutes just talking to the folks from BRS Consulting and learn a little bit more about their business and talk about what they think about entrepreneurship and leadership. So I wanted to ask you guys to start this thing. How did you even get involved in starting your own business? I guess since you're going to be interviewing lots of owners all in and around the state of Arkansas, which we're so excited about, especially if you can get Bill Clinton on one episode. How did you guys end up starting your own business?
I actually came from a history of entrepreneurs. My grandfather came over, kind of went through Ellis Island, and ended up starting his own construction company in San Francisco. My dad took it over, and then I was going to take it over, and I thought, you know, I don't like dealing with the unions. I don't like dealing with City Hall. I'll go into something else. I don't know what it's going to be, but it isn't going to be this.
So he actually started a business in San Francisco?
Yeah, they started as a E. Jensen and Son Contractors. I actually worked
on... I like
on,
that. That has that little sign above the garage door. It's like E. Jensen and Sons on there.
Yeah, except he was really, really successful. He ended up doing... I worked on the Boz Skaggs. You remember him?
Yeah,
you know,
of
Harbor
course.
Lights and all of that. I worked on the guy who started Atari.
Boz Skaggs. Was that the Lido Shuffle? Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, yeah. And Harbor Lights. And yeah. And I think he actually did something with...
How did you guys end up getting into Arkansas? How did that happen? I mean, what's the move? I mean, it's not every day. It's probably the San Francisco to Little Rock move. So how did that happen?
Oh, it was like this siren song just calling me to Little Rock. No, I actually had been pretty successful in my career as in a financial world, and decided I wanted to kind of give back a little bit. And so there's a group there called Family Life, and they really try and help people in their marriages and raising kids. And so my wife and I decided, hey, let's go on out there and help them out. And so we came out and started working with their major donors, you know, traveling all over the country. I've actually been to Alpharetta, Georgia before, meeting
Happy
donors to Family Life.
And as they say in here, it's Alpharetta.
Is
Alpharetta.
It?
No, we're from the north, so we say Alpharetta. You know,
what are you talking about, Ted?
Yeah. Alpharetta.
He's just busting your chops.
Absolutely. Yeah, busting your chops. Rich was talking the other day about he lived in Jersey for 2 years and someone was busting his chops, and it took four times for him to ask them to repeat themselves to find out what it meant.
I got to tell you a really funny story. When we moved to Little Rock, I was opening a bank account, you know, so we could start our business. And she said, are you from California? I said, yeah, how'd you know? She said, yeah, you have an accent. I said, what is a California accent? She says, you pronounce all your consonants like a newscaster. So I've had to learn to slur things, you know.
That's brilliant. You know, I got a real big question for you guys, and I'm going to throw this at Gordon. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So explain to me exactly, Gordon, you know, you might be Rich's right-hand man. Explain stewardship is primarily relational. That seems to be the theme of your website. Help me understand that.
Sure. So a lot of our methodology revolves around the stewardship principle of not just focusing on net worth accumulation and just, you know, building bigger barns, if you will, but thinking about the relationships that you have in your life, that the people that mean a lot to you, and kind of revolving your finances and your goals around serving those people. For example, what I think is the biggest testament to stewardship is primarily relational, not financial, is how my dad took my brother and I, we're about to get married, and he took us out, spent a couple $100s on a really nice meal, and invited some men that he's close to just kind of speak into us, give us advice on marriage and life and navigating through those challenges.
Well, you said about building a bigger barn. Did you use that analogy because of where you guys are from? Or would you use that analogy anywhere?
There's lots of barns in San Francisco.
And you said you're getting married in July.
Yeah, July 9th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I would have said my condolences. I wouldn't have said congratulations. But, you know, Lee and I have a varying opinion on that.
Just wait till he shows you a picture of his fiance.
Then you'd say congratulations.
Congratulations. That's
all right.
Well
there
done.
We go. Well spoken like a dad. Well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. When we get right back here on the Shrimp Tank, again, coming to you live from the Oxygen Financial Studios right here in downtown Alpharetta, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk with BRS Consulting in our hot or not section, because we want to find out, is it hot to do a grill out in Arkansas? We'll find out right after this when we come back on the Shrimp Tank.
Are you tired of band-aiding your technological needs? Is your network security up to par with industry standards? Welcome to Secure IT from Savant, Secure IT is a monitoring solution that allows the team at Savant to proactively support all of your technical needs. We take the time upfront to learn your network so that we can resolve any issues. So, why wait? Take the worry out of your technology. Call now to schedule a free network evaluation. 770-438-6240.
Everybody, welcome back to the Shrimp Tank. I'm your co-host, Ted Jenkins, and with my co-host, Lee Heisman. We're sitting here with Rich and Gordon Jensen from BRS Consulting, talking all about the success that's going to be happening when they open up the Shrimp Tank in Little Rock, Arkansas, and all across the state of Arkansas. You can always catch a replay of all of our broadcasts at shrimptankpodcast.com or download us on iTunes. Get us on the Shrimp Tank. Look, this is something that you need to listen into. I want to tell you something. I'm serious. For folks that are listening today, you're contemplating what you're doing. So they used to tell me a long time ago that the inevitability are two things in life, death and taxes. I'm now going to add number three for you, which is that you're going to get fired from your job and have to become an entrepreneur. I'm adding number three to that list because the firing is not necessarily you're going to get fired. But if you're 45, 50 years old today, you know what? Your knees, they're getting tired. The treadmill, it's moving so fast in corporations today that you are going to want to become an entrepreneur. And this is why you need to have the Shrimp Tank right in your back pocket. Now, as I said, as we went into the break, we're going to get into our hot or not section. So I guess I would just start with a little hot or not question. Is it a good idea to work with family members? I see that, you know, we've got a team, a family here that's working together. Is this a hot idea or a not idea for future entrepreneurs?
Yeah, it's not so bad if it's your son. I will know that I'd recommend it with your wife. Oh. We've done that too.
Was your wife ever in the business?
Oh, yeah. I've been kicked out of the office numerous times.
She kicked you out. She said,
She says, just go away. I don't want to talk to you. Just leave.
It's better than the house, right?
That's right.
You know your son is getting married in July.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the advice we gave him the other night.
Very good. Well, sorry, hot or not for you guys. Gordon, hot or not for you, is it good for you working with family?
It's been a challenge sometimes. You know, do you think you're going to graduate from the university and get off with your career? And sometimes it's a little bit of adjustment to think, hey, I'm working for dad. Am I really embracing the next step in adulthood? But the years he's been in the industry and the wisdom that he's imparted to me, and you know, at the end of the day, to add a little humor, once he passes away, I get to inherit his assets under management, so I'm the contingency plan.
Damn, that's cold, Gordon.
I was wondering why he wanted me to take out that $1 million life insurance policy.
It was cold. At the same token, I loved it. I love that statement at the same time.
Wow.
That's a true entrepreneur.
Wow, that's amazing. So, guys,
Game of Thrones here.
Brilliant. Hot or not, opening up a tank show in Arkansas, Little Rock.
Are you saying it's a hot or not
hot
good
or not.
Idea?
Tell us, hot or not, opening up a tank show across the country, your specific world, Little Rock, Arkansas.
I don't know. We're really excited about it, but I don't know if you guys could probably tell us if it's hot or not.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Liquid hot magma.
You guys did mention that Kennesaw State has the entrepreneurial program. The university that I graduated from, University of Central Arkansas, actually have an entrepreneurial program there. So I'm looking to connect with them and try to build that out and partner with some of the professors that I know.
You know, you look at this pair here. You look at Rich and Gordon Jensen. You look at the younger man. No, they are. And Gordon comes off, and you're not seeing him in the studio right now if you're listening. Gordon's such a clean-cut young man. He comes off very, very humble. And all of a sudden, there's a big sinisterness, very strategic. Here, wait till dad dies, I'll take over the business. There's an entrepreneurship program in the city, I'm going to start connecting with them. Wow, Rich, I see why now you brought this young man.
I've got one more hot or not. One more hot or not of this, then we'll get to a plea to fifth. And there's a great little story for you, because I saw from your bio that you spent some time at American Express Financial Advisors. And
way back when it was IDS,
I actually started at IDS in 1991. I got hired by a guy named Larry Post up in Boston, Massachusetts.
Did you know the IDS Tower in Minneapolis? You might be too young for this.
I went to Chaska. Where I was. I did my training at Chaska.
So did I.
Actually, I said I did my drinking at Chaska. I don't know how much I got training, but I learned the PMM script up there.
Did you know the Mary Tyler Moore show when she, at the very beginning, she throws her hat was the IDS Tower?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you probably don't even remember the Mary Tyler Moore show. That shows how old I am.
I heard it. I don't know if I remember it, but I heard it on there. But I'll tell you guys a quick funny story here, because I had about 9 states at one time I was managing. And one of the states I got when I came to the South here is I got Arkansas.
Really?
And I made the huge mistake the first time I went into Little Rock to one of the financial advisor's offices there, and I had on a beautiful gray suit with an orange tie.
Ooh.
Now, let's take this from somebody that had no SEC experience whatsoever. I moved to Atlanta from Cleveland. I come in here, and I sit in this guy's office, and he's staring at me like I have 5 heads. And I'm thinking to myself, what's the problem here, bro? And he says, hey, man, what's with the orange tie? And I was like, I got this thing at Nordstrom's. It's pretty nice, isn't it? He goes, no. He goes, I don't think it's nice at all. What do you mean? This is a beautiful tie. He goes, it's orange. Yeah, I can see that it's orange. He goes, we don't wear orange here in Arkansas. He's like, I need you to take the tie off. And I thought, what? Are you serious, man? He said, seriously, take the tie off. And then he took me to a store, and I had to wear an Arkansas hog hat home. I had to wear a hog hat.
Oh, so, I thought he was going to make you buy a red tie.
Is it hot or not to basically own an Arkansas, it looked like a hog hat is what
it
was.
During football season, it's absolutely hot. I mean, you want to do that. And you got to learn how to call the hogs.
So. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to take a quick break right here on the Shrimp Tank. We really delighted ourselves with the Jensen family talking about BRS Consulting and what's going to be going on in Little Rock when the Shrimp Tank kicks out. We're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to get a plead the fifth. And I don't know if that's going to be about a fifth of vodka or what the story is going to be, but we're going to come right back and ask these guys some questions right here on the Shrimp Tank.
If you recently got divorced, you may be wondering how to pick up all of the financial pieces. Is it time to make a new budget, new goals, and get a new game plan with your investments? What about the best way to save money on your taxes? Take control of your money future. Go to OxygenFinancial.net to schedule a complimentary meeting today. Go to OxygenFinancial.net to get started right now.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, an affiliate of Kestra Investment Services. Oxygen is not affiliated with Kestra.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Shrimp Tank right here in the Oxygen Financial Studios, broadcasting a show Friday morning live in Alpharetta. I'll tell you what, this has been a lot of fun to do this today. We could do this all day, in fact, except we have real daytime jobs, so we can't do it all day. But what do you do right here in the Shrimp Tank? We interview some of the brightest and best CEOs all around the state of Georgia. We're getting to interview today two bright, bright, successful entrepreneurs who are opening up the Shrimp Tank in Little Rock, Arkansas, part of the nationally syndicated show, The Shrimp Tank. And remember that you can always get a replay of all the shows at ShrimpTankPodcast.com, or you can download us on iTunes at Shrimp Tank. As we get to our last segment today, and we'll do this for a few minutes today because we want to do a post-show wrap-up, show you guys all about the amazing stuff that's going to happen in Little Rock. We call this our Plead the Fifth section. Right?
Is we that keep, what we call Ted, it? We keep track. We have a running tally of who gets...
I'm way behind right now.
I think Chris is way ahead.
He's way ahead.
So I'm going to steal one of his questions, if I may.
You definitely go to
I'm going to definitely cherry pick and poach one of
them. Just lock it out of him right now.
What is the biggest challenge, Gordon, that you have working for Rich?
I'm watching.
We're going to have to keep this puppy rolling. Good you can question. Plead the fifth and I can win right now.
No, I can't do that. Some of the challenges when it comes to the technology side, since I'm the millennial in the office, I get hounded with all of the, hey, my computer won't work, my printer doesn't print, or anything along those lines, software's not working, so I gotta, you know, I'm 40 years younger.
40?
40? No, you're not 60 yet.
Thanks a lot.
How about a plea the fifth? Have you guys ever fired a client?
Yes. Absolutely.
You've had to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it painful? It's painful. Do you think some entrepreneurs should fire clients? Is
Absolutely.
That a good idea?
Absolutely. We had one client that we actually had her set up on an automatic. She had a really messed up portfolio, and we were just rebalancing it automatically. And every month she would call me up and say I was trading without her authority. So I finally sent her down to Schwab. Guy's thanking me like crazy. She had millions of dollars. He calls me up a couple months later, and he goes, thanks a lot. He found out how difficult she was
She wasn't 70-year-old, 70-year-old and Jewish? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's most of your clients, isn't it, Ted?
Should I be buying gold now, Lee? Is it a great time to buy gold? It's a crazy, crazy stuff. Now, what's the best meal to get in Little Rock? Somebody goes into Little Rock. Is there a staple place and a staple meal you must have if you go to Little Rock?
It depends. If you want to go, you know, the Bill Clinton favorite route, that was Doe's Cafeteria. Go down and get a steak downtown.
It's called Doe's Cafeteria?
Doe's, D-O-E, like a doe.
Oh, like Doe's.
Deer, doe in the headlights.
I got it.
But if you just want the standard staple, it's anything catfish.
Really?
Or in the South, they say fried, smothered, and covered.
Is that right?
Anything that's smothered and covered,
almost
you're
sounds
in good
like
shape.
Waffle House when they do pecan pie here, right? Nice. You know, smothered pecan pie. First time I did that, guys, I realized that I ate like a stick of butter. It was not good for you.
So, guys, you know, you guys are launching, I think in August, we plan to be launching our Shrimp Tank Arkansas location. What is your biggest fear of what is coming up in August for you?
For me, it's probably the technical end of things. But that's why I'm passing it all over to Gordon.
Excellent. And Gordon, when you get overwhelmed, one of our sponsors named Savant can help you for all your technical needs. So be crystal clear.
You know a guy, right?
You know a guy.
You millennials know how to use the computers, don't you?
That's what we're pegged for.
Well, hey, guys. It's been great to have you on for a short show today, but a fun show to learn about the Shrimp Tank that's upcoming in Arkansas. Really, really excited for you guys. You're going to blow up the state of Arkansas. Excited for you that you've got this relationship with Central Arkansas. I think it's going to be great for the kids there to learn more about becoming an entrepreneur. So for folks that don't know about BRS Consulting and they want to use your services, they need insurance or they need portfolio services or they need financial planning, how can people get in touch with you and your company?
Well, they can go to the web, brsconsulting.com, or they can give us a call at 800. Now I have to remember the 800 number. I'll give you the 501-868-8049 number because I don't call the 800 number.
Well, the best thing is if you're in state right there in Little Rock, you probably can't find anybody better in the city. So that's a great place to go to get your financial future set. And we thank you so much for joining us here today on the Shrimp Tank. On Monday, you must join us because we're going to have the largest seller of barbecue sauce in the entire state of Georgia. Can't wait for Lee and Chris to run that right here on the Shrimp Tank.
Welcome to the Shrimp Tank. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front I'm a lead the charge, like a federal, fell on my lap, never, going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank, big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank, when it take a swim, only option is to win, in the murky water, not a thought of giving in.